Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the Tuesday afternoon edition of the Women's Weekly, a program dedicated to women. I'm your host, Sister Mara, and delighted to be in your company up to 3 p.m. this afternoon. Let's look forward to in this afternoon's program. First up, Sister Anisa Musa from the Islamic Care Line joins us online, and she's going to be telling us all about the two comprehensive marriage preparation assessments that the Islamic Care Line will be hosting. Thereafter, at about 2:25 to 3, I've got a lovely segment for young girls out there and their mums out there as well. It's all about a period kit for school. You know, sometimes a girl's period comes unexpectedly, and this is how to prepare your daughter for period emergencies by putting together a personal period kit. So basically, it's her own sanitary bag that she can actually take to school with her, keep it in her bag. And also, I'm also going to be sharing with you some tips to help your daughter track her period and also menstrual symptoms your teen should know about. So that's coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, let's welcome Anisa Musa from the Islamic Care in Johannesburg to Radio Islam once again. Assalamu alaikum, Anisa, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah for having me on the program today, Sister Amara. I'm well, alhamdulillah, and I hope you are too, and so are all the listeners out there.
Alhamdulillah, Anisa, I think everybody is well. I'm well, alhamdulillah, and it's good to have you back on the airways again this new year of 2016 as well. Now, Anisa, just a little bit about yourself and the Islamic Care Line. You know, what type of work do you do at the Islamic Care Line?
Okay, the Islamic Care Line based in Fordsburg is a registered non-profit organization and been in existence for almost 22 years now. Alhamdulillah, we've come a long way intending and striving towards meeting the general needs of the community when it comes to providing psychosocial services, whether it be through individual counseling, working with families, running support groups, or doing play therapy with the kids, trauma, that kind of thing. So, you know, we've always been striving towards meeting the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Now the Islamic Care Line has introduced two comprehensive marriage preparation assessments. Tell us all about it, Anisa.
Okay, marriage preparation is something that the Islamic Care Line has been doing for quite some time. We've developed the program over the years, and we've used different methods as well. But I'm not going to spend too much time discussing, you know, the tools that we've used in the past. At the moment, we've got, like you said, we've got two assessments. The one is a manual one that couples come in. Now, both of them are on an individual. They're not in workshop formats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have individual couples who intend to get married, or even people who are married. So we can use it in different ways. We can use it as a marriage preparation, or we can use it as a therapeutic tool when people come in who are clients of the Islamic Care Line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have two options in terms of the kind of assessment that they want to do. The one is what we call a manual one. So they will fill in a comprehensive questionnaire that tackles different areas of the marriage,
mm-hmm.
right? It takes quite a bit of time, but obviously it needs people to give serious thought to different aspects of their marriage or their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we call them in thereafter. So whoever is administering the questionnaire will compile a reconciliation report. Now, again, it's not an assessment in a sense that we're measuring compatibility,
mm-hmm.
right? We're not measuring compatibility, right?
Okay.
So there's no need. I know young people will feel intimidated and say, okay, does this mean now we can get married or we can't?
Mm.
It's not that. What it does is it helps couples, because you must remember, when people are getting married, they get so involved in preparation of the wedding that they forget to talk about the real issues.
Yes.
Right. So we get young people to explore different aspects of the marriage, like finances, like relationships with families and friends, like communication, like children, like how they would resolve conflict. So then what we do is we get them to fill in, but they don't chat about it at that particular point.
Mm-hmm.
We do the reconciliation, we discuss it. So when we're discussing in the feedback session,
mm-hmm.
there's one of two things. Either they have discussed it and they have reached consensus on a lot of those things, or they haven't, and
mm-hmm.
if they haven't, we'll help them to discuss it deeper and until they've at a comfortable place with it. And also, if they haven't discussed these issues, then it definitely creates the opportunity and it opens the door for them to now realize that, you know what, marriage involves a whole lot more, and these are some of the things that we need to be exploring or and making decisions around. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the one. And then the other one as well has a similar purpose. Okay, but this one here is an online one, right?
Right.
Now, when we talk about, okay, if we were to discuss costing so it doesn't get too confusing. So the one I've described now, that we charge 750 Rand for the couple for both sessions, which is your administering of the questionnaire and the feedback session.
All right.
Right? And then obviously the couple has the option to come back for follow-up sessions if there is a need.
Mm-hmm.
If there's problem areas or growth areas.
Okay.
Right. Then, and remember that it's not necessarily negative. So we'll get feedback on the positive things as well about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then the second one, like I said, is an online assessment. So what happens then is that the couple comes in, we do an intake session.
Right.
And that is standard practice because we don't just do assessments without first meeting the couple and doing an intake. Mm-hmm. Right? That's critical, right? So we do an intake and thereafter, at the end of the session, we would log or register the couple for the assessment.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they will get the questionnaire emailed to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can fill it in at their own time in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we recommend that they do it as soon as possible.
All right.
When they completed, then they will obviously submit it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports, both the couple report and the facilitator report, which is the facilitator here at the Islamic Airline, will receive, the facilitator at the airline will receive both reports, the couple's report and the facilitator's report.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Upon which, she will contact the couple and set up an appointment for a feedback session.
Mm.
Right? And thereafter, work with four sessions. In a span of four sessions with the couple based on the feedback of the report.
Right.
So it's quite intense as well. Both processes allow you to look at your relationship very thoroughly. I think the advantage of the online one, and that's the one that we're promoting particularly at this moment, because for the next 2 months until the 25th of March, we've got a promotion where the first 15 couples will get, so let's go then to costing, right? So the second one that I described now is going for, it's usually 1,500 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
For, you're looking at five sessions and obviously the actual filling out of the questionnaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
For those couples, the 15 couples that come within the next 2 months till mm-hmm. the 21st of March,
mm-hmm.
will get it at 750 as well.
Okay, so basically half the price.
Yes.
Right.
And we do encourage couples to use it, especially under, we're living in times where marital breakdown is very common.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that people explore some kind of assistance. I know that in the past people felt like, okay, we never went for classes and we never went for, but it's becoming more and more a need considering the challenges that we're all facing. Even if you look at something like parenting, where you'll say our parents never went for parenting lessons and parenting skills and that, but it is becoming a reality and it's something that we can't run away from.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also believe that in terms of value for money, we spend tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands on weddings. But I think we need, this is something that we need to invest in because it takes care of the health of the relationship, the health of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think you can't put a price tag to.
Absolutely, yes. Like, you know, like how you say, like, you know, we spend so much of money on the decor, the food, the accessories, the clothing, and in this thing, you know, it's going to help you lifelong. You know, it's going to educate you, it's going to take you through a good marriage, also prepare you for marriage,
inshallah,
also, and iron out the difficulties that you're going through your marriage, you know.
Inshallah, ameen. We wish that for everybody who, and because after all, marriage was a gift from Allah, and you know, it's sad to see that, you know, we're failing so badly at trying to sustain it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, Alisa, also, you know, why do you think there is a need for an assessment program like this?
I think the dynamics around marriage, like I said, there's so many challenges. And if you look at simple things like communication is often one of the biggest things. We're looking at the couples, men taking more than one wife. That also has to do with, we're looking at social media making it easy for people to have inappropriate relationships. We're looking at, again, not when, we, when I spoke about remarriage, there's two types of remarriages. You get polygamous marriages, and then you get, because of the increasing prevalence of divorce, you're getting people who are remarrying, and then maybe both spouses have children from previous marriages. So the dynamics are becoming a little bit more, let's just say it has other elements to consider that never used to be there in the past. Right? You're looking at addictive behavior becoming more prevalent. Family dynamics has always been an issue, so that's something that, you know, we all can learn how to deal with or how to overcome, and how families can learn to support young couples rather than contribute to the challenges that people are having in their marriages.
Yes. Now, in what ways can this assessment help a marriage relationship?
Okay, so one thing, and this is something that I always cover, is I mentioned communication, right? But more than communication, it has to do with expectations. People have expectations of a relationship, of any relationship that we may have, whether I go to work and I have work relationships, friendships, we have expectations. And sometimes those expectations, more often than not, those expectations are not communicated. So I may get married and I may assume that my husband is okay with me working after we get married. Right? Or I assume that because we're living on our own, we're going to be eating every day at our own place. Or, but let's say, for example, his ideas are different. Maybe I was raised in a home where a wife played a particular role. My mother did certain things for my father, with the assumption that my husband would want the same things of me, but he doesn't. Or let's say I, or the other way around, where I grew up in a home where my mother didn't do certain things for my father, and it was expected of me in my marital home. Then we get simple things like, you know, I always say, when we talk about compatibility, compatibility is something we work towards, and we learn to understand different family dynamics. No two families are the same. No two individuals are the same. Marriage requires an initial adjustment to a different person that comes in a whole package. My family might be very affectionate, and so they do hugs and kisses. I marry into a family where they don't, or it could be vice versa. Simple things like that. The way we communicate, the way we interact, we get families where traditions are more enforced than in other families. Levels of spirituality may be different, outlooks may be different. There's so many different things that we take for granted, and sometimes it could be just even the little things.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So for me, going back to your, the answer to your question is it has to do a lot with the communication of our expectations. And once we can do that, then we know, okay, fine, so it's all out there, we all have, and we always say, you know, marriage is about understanding and compromise, but we can't understand and compromise if we're not communicating, and if we're not communicating our expectations of each other. That's the only way we're going to get to a place where we can negotiate on issues and reach common grounds.
Absolutely. Now, also, Anisa, is this marriage assessment program a first on the Islamic canine?
The first one that I mentioned, no. The second, the online one, yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, what type of feedback did you receive with the first one that you already hosted a while back? Or maybe do you it every year?
No, it's not a workshop.
Okay.
It's individual ones where people come in and they fill in the questionnaire on an individual level, right?
And how was the response received?
The responses were positive because it gave people who came in for the assessments a lot to think about if they hadn't thought about it already, right? But I think also for those people who did think about it, it gave them a sense of, you know, like putting their thoughts together.
All right, yes.
All right? Yeah, so I think the opportunity to do that was well received.
Okay, and then the second one, this is now a first for Islamic Kerala.
Yes.
Sorry, Anisa?
The second one, EG.
Okay, the second one is the first.
Is the first for the Islamic Airlines.
Okay.
Right?
Have you received any registration already yet?
Yes, we have.
Alhamdulillah.
We have.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, we have. So, you know, I do believe that it's something that can be very, very successful.
It will be. Inshallah, it will
Inshallah,
be.
Inshallah, ameen, right? And it's meant for the benefit of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the young people. And it also helps us to actually be proactive, rather than only coming in when we have problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the other key benefits around doing a marriage preparation is that you go into a relationship and you know that you've been proactive. You didn't, we don't sit back and we wait for something to go wrong before we do something. And we actually explore what do we need to be dealing with and what is it that we need to resolve before we take for granted. And again, for me, I'm using the word take for granted because we often do that. We think that things are just going to be fine and we don't realize. And again, it's not meant to sound like, you know, we need to be problem orientated. We don't have to be problem orientated.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say counseling is about helping us to love to our optimum. In the same way, in the same principle, a marriage prep does the same thing. We can have, it enhances the marriage. It doesn't have to just be a marriage prep so that we can avoid problems. It can be a marriage prep where we can strengthen the marriage to the potential that it has to be.
Okay. Anisa, we've got a message here from a listener who says, I've been married for 40 years. Can I do the online assessment? Please advise.
Yes. You can, and that's what's nice about the online assessment is that the questionnaire that's sent to you is tailor-made for your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, let's say, for example, you married for like 5 years and you're adjusting, right?
Okay.
Then that, the questions that are relevant, and you don't have children, then the questions will be, The questionnaire that's sent to you will have questions that are relevant to your circumstances.
Okay.
If you married for, like let's say for example, 30 and 40 years and you have adult children, and then that will apply to you.
Okay,
then.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
it's tailor-made, so the questions are tailor-made to suit your specific circumstances.
Okay.
And yes, it will be great, it will be really nice, and I think the caller will set an example also to young people that it's never too late and you can always build a relationship. You can always strengthen a relationship.
Mm-hmm, yes. And Anisa, how can listeners that are interested basically book for the marriage assessment program? How do they go about, you know, registering or go about contacting you for the marriage preparation assessment?
Okay, it's very easy, Amara. All you do is you pick up the phone and you phone 011-373-8080. Our email address is at Islamic Airline, that's ISLAMIC with one C, Islamic Airline with one C, ARELINE, Islamic Airline @gmail.com.
Okay. And Anisa, your final remarks on this comprehensive marriage preparation assessment?
To the listeners, I think I'm very, very excited to see where this goes because I think it has unlimited potential. And I think I'm also going to try it with my husband. He doesn't know it yet, but that's also what I'm going to do. But alhamdulillah, I think it's a good opportunity, and I think we'll be silly if we don't take advantage of the opportunity.
Okay, alhamdulillah. All the best to you and Islamic Kailan on this new venture, the online assessment. And may Allah make it easy for you and accept also, ameen.
Ameen. And also guide us
Inshallah, ameen.
In this process and in all our marriages, ameen.
Inshallah. And Allah reward you for the excellent work as well, Anisa.
No, you know what, we're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, and I think our reward and fulfillment comes from seeing
direct from Allah,
people.
Yes, absolutely.
And also seeing that we're making a difference. If we're making a difference, then we can see the results. And alhamdulillah, I don't think we need any more reward or fulfillment because that's why we're doing it.
Absolutely correct, yes. Jazakallah, Anisa.
Jazakallah, Amara, so much. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, that was Sister Anissa Musa from the Islamic Care Line, and she told us all about the two comprehensive marriage preparation assessments. If you are interested in doing that, then you can contact the Islamic Care Line on 011-373-8080. Well, let's go for a short break now. When we come back, I'm going to be telling you all about, how to prepare how to make up your own period kit for school and also help your daughter track her period and also some menstrual symptoms your tween should know all about. And if you have any ideas on actually how to put together a period kit for your young girl at school, you can interact with me on 082-565-8648. That's SMS or WhatsApp as well. You can call in 011-854-1548. You can send me a tweet at Amara Radio Islam or even follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. For now, stay tuned. Sometimes the girl's period comes unexpectedly. Prepare your daughter for period emergencies by putting together a personal period kit. This kit will help her manage her period if it arrives suddenly while she's at school or at a sleepover. With her period kit, she'll feel less anxious about what could happen and be able to manage menstruation with privacy. Now, one of the back-to-school concerns for young women that we forget about is getting supplies for personal care, not just academic supplies like pens and pencils and notebooks, you know, taking care of your monthly. And I remember being the only girl in school with her period. I started high school, I learned early on how to conceal pads in my backpack and pocket so that I could get to and from the restroom to take care of business discreetly and efficiently. Now, these days, pads are available in pretty slim packages, are easy to conceal as well, and have better technology to allow you to wear whatever clothes and outfits you want when you on your cycle. Now, also, there's still the concern of being prepared when you need it most, whether you have your backpack or not. So I decided to help you put together a period kit for school. And what you can always do is basically, an idea is a notebook cover. You can make up your own notebook cover, like with any type of material. You can ask maybe your dressmaker or if you know how to sew or anybody in this family to help you sew. And you can make it like a notebook cover. And you can always put in their secret compartments. And it's always a good idea to have that, even not only for school, but even you leave it in your car or just in your bag when you're going to work, if you are working. And this is actually a great idea to carry with you. Now, once you get your period, or even before you do, a problem lots of girls face is finding a place to keep their supplies when they're on the go. This is why it's a good idea to have a period kit. And period kits are just a small collection of period supplies and other girly necessities. Now, the first thing you will need is a small bag. Now, like I said earlier, you can either sew one yourself, use a pencil case, or buy a small makeup bag from any of your supermarkets or your stores as well, like a little toiletry bag as well. You can also use a zip compartment of a school bag or a purse. Now, what you keep in your period kit will vary depending on certain things, such as if you've ever had your period, what products you like best, how heavy your flow is, and so on. So, here are some items that you can actually keep in your period kit. And you need to keep two panty liners, maybe one or two sanitary pads. Then you also need also an extra pair of panties. Then you also need a hand sanitizer. You should clean your hands before and after you put on or take off a pad. And if you get caught off guard, you might not be able to wash your hands or you might not even have soap. So if you can have a small bottle of hand sanitizer as well, or even a small soap as well also works well. Then also tissues as well. And then you can even have a little plastic bag with you to put your pad in, and also some talcum powder, and most importantly also is painkillers, because sometimes you just tend to be caught off guard. You think, now I've got a pain in my stomach, and you know, the first 2 days of your period can be quite painful indeed. Yes, So that's basically what you can actually keep into your period kit bag. And you know, for the mummies out there, for the young girls out there, we'd love to hear from you. You know, what do you keep in your period kit, your personal period kit? Tell us all about it as well. You can also help other young girls out there who perhaps are going to start up making their own personal period kit. And maybe you can add on extra stuff that maybe I didn't mention out. You can, if you're feeling shy to call in, then it's fine. You can always SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Now, here are some tips on help your daughter track your period. Now, helping your daughter learn to track her period arrival dates is a great way to take some of the anxiety out of menstruation. When a teen knows how to protect her period, she's better prepared to handle the challenges that go along with menstruation, and she may even be in a better position to deal with some of the negative side effects of menstruation, such as cramps, headaches, lower back pain, moodiness, acne, and other irritating symptoms. Now, here's how to actually track your menstruation. First, buy your daughter a small monthly calendar, one that's tiny enough to carry in her backpack or fit into a small side table drawer. Instruct her to use the calendar just for the purpose of figuring out her monthly cycle. Her commitments, tests, and other events can go on the family calendar and another calendar she keeps for herself. Now, to track period dates, instruct your daughter to put an X or another mark on the first date of her cycle. Mark every additional day she experiences menstrual bleeding. Repeat the process the following month. Then count the number of days between each month's first day of flow. The result is your daughter's monthly cycle. It may take several months of tracking to get a firm handle on your daughter's menstrual cycle, and some girls routinely experience irregular periods, but by keeping track of her period, your teen may better predict when her flow will begin and take the steps needed to prepare for it. In addition, if your daughter experiences other menstrual side effects, be sure she records those on her calendar as well. By doing so, she may be able to better manage her symptoms and possibly prevent them altogether. For example, if your daughter's calendar reveals that she breaks out 1 to 2 days before her period, she can take extra precautions to prevent those breakouts by practicing good hygiene and using over-the-counter products to prevent or treat the breakouts right away. Then also helping your daughter understand her cycle and track her menstrual cycle is an easy way to increase her self-confidence and make her feel more in control of her changing body as well. And I think that's quite important. The calendar is a good idea to keep, so in that way she will see how her periods track from month to month. And you know, when the girl starts getting her period for the first time, you'll find that she'll get it for the first time, and maybe after 1-2 months she might skip her periods again, and eventually start going into regular. So that's quite normal. And you, and if you as a mother feel you are not happy, you are but anxious, then you can always call your doctor or your gynae and speak to them. In that way, they will be able to advise you better as well. Now, let's now go for a quick break. When we come back, Amrish will be sharing with you menstrual symptoms your teen should know about. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Here we're discussing a period kit for school. That's your personal period kit for school. When girls start menstruating, they need to carry this kit with them, and you can always keep it into your bag. You can always make up your own, like a notebook type of thing, and sew your own, put some butterflies, some flowers. This is your own personal kit for school that you're going to carry with. You can make little bit pockets in there and keep your necessary items with you. And you know, earlier on I said you can actually keep in that little bag, or you can buy a little bit cosmetic bag with a zip, but keep it with you in your school bag as well, in the car as well. And you can actually keep in there a sanitary pad, your panty liners, your hand sanitizer, some tissues, some talcum powder, your painkillers as well. I think that's quite important. And also a plastic bag as well. And those are the items that I feel you should actually keep in your personal period kit. What would you say are your items that you keep in your period kit? We'd love to hear from you. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And also before the break, I shared with you, help your daughter track her period. Let's now go on to menstrual symptoms your teen actually should know about. Now, if your teen has already began to menstruate or is approaching menstruation, she should be aware of menstrual symptoms that she might experience. And the menstrual symptoms will vary from female to female, and some girls may experience few or none of the typical symptoms that other girls complain about. Now, others may experience a number of symptoms, emotional or physical, regularly. Now, keep in mind that not all menstrual symptoms are negative ones. Many women and girls experience a number of positive menstrual symptoms when they are approaching their monthly cycles. Now, it's also important to discuss any menstrual symptoms you may have concerned about with your child's doctor. A number of symptoms such as intense cramps, severe cramps, could be a sign of disease or a gynecological problem. So you as a mother, you need to basically judge as well. Now, some of the emotional changes girls might experience is feeling tired or wiped out, feeling moody or sad, feeling like you're going to cry, feeling impatient or even anxious, feeling distracted, feeling grumpy, feeling glad that you're a girl, feeling a bit grossed out by the whole period thing, feeling angry that your period is starting at an inconvenient time, feeling embarrassed that someone might know you on your period, wanting to be left alone, feeling positive, feeling feminine. Also, we look at the physical changes girls might experience, is cramps, backache, especially in the lower back, aches down the legs or aching in the hips, fatigue, you get skin breakouts like pimples, acne, you get headaches, you get nausea, you get diarrhea or constipation, swollen feet or hands, being hungry or thirsty more than normal. Then you also have a craving for certain foods such as salty or sweet foods, and we tend to go for China food and achar and chutneys. Then you get aching joints, you get a bloated feeling, you feel energetic, and then also weight gain, yes. So those are basically some of the changes physical changes you find girls or women experience before a period. So these are things you basically look out for. And then you find many girls and women out there also experience lots and lots of pain in, you know, painful menstrual cramps as well. Well, believe it, you're not alone. You know, there's so many women that experience this pain, and girls as well, that some women may experience only slight discomfort while they're lucky. It doesn't interfere with their daily routine, while other women experience severe pain that they cannot go to work or school. In fact, painful menstruation cramps are the leading cause of absenteeism from work or school for teenage girls and women in their 20s. Now, however, it's normal to experience minor pain during menstruation. Experiencing severe pain during menstruation is not. So if you experience severe pain, I suggest you go and see your doctor or your gynae, and then, you know, they can actually give you some painkillers, or, you know, just try and find out why are you experiencing severe menstrual pain as well. And also you find that maybe I could share with you some home remedies for period pain as well. And you know what also helps is a heat bag. A heat bag helps a lot, yes. Then you can take like your painkillers, like your Brufen, and as well, Brufen also helps. You can even rub some castor oil as well, and that also helps a lot. Castor oil, like I said, the heat bag. And some women also love to rub Vicks on their tummies. I think that also works, yes. And for cramping, you can actually go on to maybe chamomile tea, lavender tea, or herbal teas as well. And you can also try this, like applying heat, I said earlier on. You can alternatively soak a towel in water, wring out the excess water, and then heat it in the microwave for 1 minute. Place it on the lower abdomen until the towel cools, and repeat. Then also ginger. Ginger is a wonder herb that can effectively ease menstrual cramps. This herb plays a key role in lowering the levels of pain causing and menstrual pain also. It also helps fatigue associated with premenstrual syndrome and can make irregular periods regular. So what you can do is grate a small piece of ginger and boil it in a cup of water for 5 minutes. Strain it and add a little honey and lemon juice. Drink this tea 3 times a day during your menstrual cycle. And then basil, they say basil is a herb, it also helps menstrual pain and cramps as well. And it's also an analgesic or painkilling properties. Add 1 tablespoon of basil leaves to 1 cup of boiling water. Cover tightly and allow it to cool. Drink this every few hours to ease cramps. Then you can also try cinnamon is antispasmodic, anti-clotting, and anti-inflammatory properties as well. You can make cinnamon tea by stirring 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon powder into a cup of hot water. Let it sit for about 5 minutes. Add a little honey and then sip it slowly. Then you can do the fennel as well as your sonf. Add a teaspoon of fennel seeds to a cup of boiling water. Simmer the mixture on low heat for 5 minutes, remove from heat and strain the tea, and you can also add honey to it as well. And there's so many other home remedies. You just need to basically see what actually helps for you. But if you find your menstrual pain is really, really severe and you cannot handle it, then my suggestion is to definitely go and see your gynae, go and see a doctor, and you never know, you're going to be saved from so many other diseases like endometriosis, polycystic ovaries, which actually give lots and lots of pain as well. And this message says, nice to keep intimate wipes as well. Yes, indeed, I agree with you, sister. Jazakallah for sharing. And, let's see, we've come to the end of a lovely informative program. And inshallah, we'll be back with you on Thursday morning with the Household Express. And we're talking all about muffins. So Auntie Greta Abraham will be back in the studio with me. And we're going to be telling you all about muffins, different muffin recipes, and how to go about making muffins as well. So you can look forward to a interactive program on Thursday morning with myself and Auntie Greta Abraham. From Miamara, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.